Good morning. It's 8 a.m. Just ticked over from 7:59 on February 1st, 2013. Today's going to be kind of a hard thing. I've been saying for a couple of days now that there was stuff on my mind that was stories that weren't mine to tell. Now it's mine to tell. Some of you, if not most of you, know that my sister has 18 minutes to the first mile. Most of you know that my sister has been terminally ill, and her journey ended last night, just after sunset on the East Coast. So mostly what I'm thinking about today is I think probably what a lot of people think when they lose a family member. I don't know, that's probably not true. I'm not sure if it's true or not. I say that like it's true because I'm thinking it, and of course if I'm thinking it then other people must think it, but it could be just me. But it's like, should I have not gone to the con? Should I have gone to Maine last week? I heard from my brother last week, before the con, like Tuesday, that the hospice nurse had said she wasn't going to last too much longer. 10, 12 days, a month on the outside. It's about 10 days. So the nurse was pretty much right on the mark. But I didn't go to Maine. I went to the con. And even though I know, I'm pretty sure, I don't know for sure, I don't know if 100%, but I'm pretty sure that's what my sister would have wanted. One of the problems, of course, is that I couldn't really ask her because the hospice nurse told us not to let on. So I know she used to listen, and so there were things that I could not say. But now that it's gone, now that it's over, now that the big event has happened, now it's time for, could I have done something, should I have done something different than I did? The answer is no, and even if I should have, or could have, or might have, or perhaps wish that I had, it doesn't matter. It's largely irrelevant. I talked to my sister, my younger sister, last night, or yesterday afternoon, and she said that earlier in the week, she'd been out shopping. They'd gone grocery shopping. So the end, when it came, was relatively sudden. I heard from them yesterday morning, and my sister had lost her ability to speak, and she was quite distressed by that. Because one thing she liked to do was talk. And she could talk. Why could she talk? She had the most wickedly pointed sense of humor and one of the foulest mouths when she turned her mind to it. In spite of that, she was a pretty gentle soul. she was in tune with the land, with her land, with the land, in ways that I remember, but I don't think I could recover again. In large part because she never left. It's one of the things about rural poverty is that quite frequently the sons and daughters of rural poverty never leave. And she moved a mile down the road and carved her own life from the rivers and woods and fields that we grew up in. She built 2 farms, worked as a very competent but unlicensed engineer. She had a small dairy herd and a small chicken coop that provided everybody in the neighborhood with eggs. Of course, the cows are gone, the coop is empty, the farm, I'm not sure what'll happen now. It'll be tied up in probate because her ex-husband sued for a settlement from their divorce some 20 years ago. And his cut of the action was due, but because of her illness, she could not pay it. So he filed to foreclose, which action has now been held up by the courts while my sister's estate gets settled. But she loved her cows. She loved her animals. She loved her beasts. In a lot of ways, she revered them in ways that I'm not sure people who don't have farms can really understand. I could see it and recognize it. And when I was there a year ago, last October, I was in awe of it. The day in, day out, cows got to be milked, chickens got to be fed. The rise and fall of the sun, the rhythm of the earth became the rhythm of her life. And so it was kind of fitting that just after sunset on the last day of January, in what for Maine is quite frequently a rather pleasant midwinter interlude between the early cold of fall and the early winter and the grinding gray of February and March, it's somehow fitting that she would have laid her burden down then. And today it's a fresh new day. It's a beautiful day actually here in Colorado. The sun is up, it's bright, it's cold, it's mid-20s. There's a lot of blue sky. The last quarter moon is quite high actually in the southwest sky. Getting ready to set behind the Rockies eventually here. Just made the eastern turn. Got the long reach with the sun in my face, which is good because my face is kind of cold. One of the things I don't have is a photograph of my sister. I don't have photographs of really any of my birth family. I have a picture of my father and my second stepmother, his third wife, Munkpo. I flew to Maine and was the best man at his wedding. I was the best man in 2 out of his 3 weddings, which was kind of a joke. My sister made a joke about it at his funeral, about finally the madness has ended. And his collection of wives could be finally complete. She was a sketch. But in spite of not having the photos, I do have the pictures. In my head. Wow, this is hard. One of them is of quite recent. When I flew to Maine and flew into Portland Jetport, she was there to wait. She was there waiting for me, picked me up to take me out to the farm. And I didn't really know what to expect because I knew she had cancer. I knew she was having chemo. I knew that she'd been sick and she was having issues. But when I walked in, and she's standing there, leaning against the wall, eyes folded. She just sort of watched me walk up to her. And, she must have seen it in my face because she said, "I look pretty good for a dead woman, don't I?" And I had to laugh because I didn't really know what to expect. We had a good visit. And I think one of the reasons that I didn't fly out last weekend, I didn't fly out immediately, there were two. One selfish reason. And one reason that I hope was somewhat less selfish. And that was that she really didn't know that the end was as close as it was. And if I had shown up out of the clear blue sky, it would have been a sign, it would have been a signal that we all expected her to go. And I didn't really want her. To know that. And whether it was right or wrong, I don't know. But the other, much more selfish reason was that so I could remember the trip I had last October with her sick. In pain, still full of piss and vinegar, still full of life. Still very much the little sister that I grew up with, even though we were both much older. Hair is gray, some teeth missing. Going with her to the Cumberland County Fair. Participating with her in the world that was her life of agriculture, having people who have known her for years in her capacity as a farmer stop and talk to her and accept me, even though I wasn't a farmer, because I was her brother. And I think, well, no, I know we both knew that that would probably be the last time we would see each other. And it really was the opportunity to say goodbye, a very warm and loving way. And so I really didn't need to go and sit with her at the end. Kind of an independent cuss, much as my father was, much as I am, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't want that if the roles were reversed. She told me not to go to the funeral. She told me that a couple of months ago. I asked her why. She said, well, funerals aren't really all that much fun. And for the most part, it's probably going to be people who don't know me very well saying stuff that they mean, but they don't really know. And that really isn't going to make that much difference to you. It certainly won't make any difference to me. So I haven't decided. Do I need to go back east to hold up my end as the elder member of the clan now? The eldest member of the clan. My uncle, my father's brother, is actually the eldest of the sons of Ralph. I'm not sure he or my cousins are going to make it to Maine. I'm also sure that her service will be well attended, even if I'm not there. So I don't know. Part of me thinks that I should go out of an obligation to the family. Part of me thinks I should go just for the closure. The reality is, I'm not convinced that it's the best thing to do, or even the thing that I want to do. There have been funerals that I wanted to go to, for good and solid reasons. To honor the person, to show my respect. But I'm not convinced that I need to show my respect to her, to others, by attending. And I certainly can't feel any more respect for her than I do now. So, yeah, with any luck, tomorrow is another day. And perhaps I'll be a little more upbeat tomorrow. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.